You know, I was looking at the sheer volume of stuff being uploaded to the internet yesterday, just the stats on YouTube and Spotify, and I keep coming back to this idea of shelf space.
Right.
You look at the big platforms, and their shelf space is, I mean, it's effectively infinite.
Yeah.
They will literally never run out of room for content.
Right. The digital shelf is endless. But for the businesses trying to fill that shelf, that is a completely different story.
That's the tension I want to explore today, because for a business, time is incredibly finite. You have a marketing team, maybe two or three writers if you're lucky, and only so many hours in a day.
You physically cannot fill an infinite shelf with a finite team.
Exactly. So we are doing something a little different on the deep dive today. Instead of just reviewing a topic or a book, we're running a thought experiment. We are taking two completely different entities from our research stack, two real companies, and smashing them together to see if we can solve this finite time problem.
I like this. It's a practical case study, so we're moving from theory to application. Who are the players?
Okay, in one corner we have CP.Center, or the Cyber Proficiency Center. These guys are the real deal, a highly technical platform for IT and security recruitment.
Okay.
We're talking massive databases of questions, live coding tasks, verified certifications. They are the definition of subject matter experts.
So they are the brain in this scenario. They hold all the deep technical knowledge.
Exactly. And in the other corner, we have Auto Content API. And this isn't just another chatbot wrapper. It's an industrial-grade content transformation engine.
Okay.
The promise here is that you feed it raw text or data, and it programmatically turns that into podcasts, videos, and social posts.
So the mission today is to figure out how does a niche, highly technical company like CP.Center use an API-first content engine to, dominate their market?
That's the goal.
Yeah.
Because in the source material, there was this concept of mental availability. It's not just about having the best test questions. It's about being present in the ear of the CISO, the Chief Information Security Officer, while they drive to work.
Which is usually impossible without a massive media team. I mean, most technical companies, they focus on building the product, not the media arm.
So let's look at the first piece of this puzzle, the asset-rich, time-poor paradox. I spent some time digging through the CP.Center site, and honestly, they are sitting on a goldmine of intellectual property.
It's pretty staggering. I was looking at the data sheets. They have over 280,000 unique questions and tasks,
Wow.
covering 237 different skills, everything from cloud computing to penetration testing.
And they verify these incredibly specific certifications, things like the EPTX V2, which is the eLearn Security Penetration Tester Extreme, or the Cisco CCNA Security.
Right.
Plus, their blog has these dense, high-value articles. I read one titled Healthcare Cybersecurity as a Patient Safety Imperative. That is heavy, important stuff.
It is. But here's the problem, and this is where the auto content analysis comes in. That blog post is currently trapped.
Trapped. I like that word for it.
It's text on a screen. If a busy executive is commuting or at the gym or cooking dinner, they aren't reading a 2,000-word article on patient safety protocols.
It demands 100% of your visual attention, which is the scarcest resource right now. And traditionally, to unlock that value, to get it off the screen and into someone's ear-CP.Center, would need to hire a host, rent a studio.
Record a script, edit the audio. It's expensive and it's slow. The data suggests a single manually produced B2B podcast episode runs anywhere from, what, $150 to $500 on the low end.
And a video is even more.
A video is $300 and up. CP.Center is in the business of technical screening and talent management, not media production. So that blog post gets read by a few hundred people and then it effectively dies. It gathers digital dust.
This is where Auto Content's philosophy of decoupling ideation from production gets interesting. Explain that to me. How does that actually work in practice for a company like this?
Well, the ideation, the smart insight about healthcare security, is already done. CP.Center did the hard work of being smart. Auto Content argues you shouldn't need a human for the transformation part.
So you feed the URL of that blog post into the API,
Yeah.
and it generates the multimedia assets automatically.
That's the idea.
So let's play that out. Segment two, the audio overviews strategy. We know B2B podcasting is exploding. If CP.Center uses this API, what does that workflow look like? Do they just copy-paste text?
It's more integrated than that. They could set up a workflow using something like Zapier or Make.com, where literally every time they hit publish on a blog post on their WordPress or CMS, the API wakes up. It ingests that new URL.
And this isn't just text-to-speech, right? It's not a robotic voice reading the article word for word.
Yeah.
Because nobody listens to that.
No, and that's a crucial distinction. The API functions more like that Google Notebook LM tool that made waves recently. It digests the content, it understands the nuance, and then generates a two-person conversational podcast script, two AI hosts discussing the article, and then voices it.
So they could technically have a cyber proficiency weekly show that runs itself.
Completely autonomous. The API generates the audio, and it can even automate the RSS feed. So it pushes the episode straight to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google. Suddenly, CP.Center has an audio brand.
That is wild. It turns a static archive into a broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to touch on something else in the auto content docs that caught my eye, because it feels specifically relevant to the security industry. The CEO paradox.
Ah, yes.
In security, trust is everything, right? You want to hear from the leaders. You want to know the people running the platform, know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
But the CEO of CP.Center doesn't have time to record a daily briefing.
No, they're running a company.
So what's the solution?
That's where the voice cloning endpoint comes in. And I know people hear voice cloning and they get nervous about the quality, but the tech has moved fast. The CEO records a few minutes of audio, one time high quality, good mic. The API creates a clone model.
Okay, so they have the voice. How do they use it?
Think about the daily churn of security news. New threats, new patches. The marketing team can feed daily threat reports into the API and generate a daily security briefing narrated by the CEO's voice.
Does that actually sound convincing, though? Or does it sound like a deepfake where the cadence is all wrong?
The reviews in the source material describe it as natural, steady, and believable.
Mm.
It solves the scale problem. You get the authority of the CEO's voice, that personal connection, but the scalability of software.
So the CEO is effectively briefing thousands of people while they're sleeping or in a board meeting.
Exactly. A massive leverage point.
It really is. But let's shift gears. We've talked about audio, but CP.Center isn't just about theory. It's about code. It's about live coding tasks.
Right. IT and security are inherently visual fields.
If I'm looking to hire a developer, or if I'm a developer preparing for a test, I need to know what the environment looks like. Audio doesn't help me there.
That's a huge gap for them right now. Recruitment is usually just a dry list of requirements on a screen. But CP.Center has these complex products, live coding tasks, practical live labs.
And if I'm an HR director, I might not actually know what a live cloud lab entails. It sounds expensive and complicated.
You just see the line item on the invoice and wonder if you really need it.
Exactly. So how do you show it? Filming a walkthrough for every single lab type would be a nightmare.
So this is where the API comes in again. It can't film a video, obviously,
right,
but it can generate one. The Auto Content API has an explainer video endpoint. CP.Center could point the API at their product pages. It pulls the text describing, say, anti-cheating profile generation.
And then what?
It writes a script explaining the benefits, selects relevant stock footage or motion graphics, overlays the text, and generates a 60-second explainer video.
And the cost difference here was the most shocking part of the research for me.
It changes the math completely. Nice. A manual video, even a cheap one, might cost, what, $300?
At least.
The API cost is around 400 credits, which is roughly 4 euros.
4 euros. At 4 euros, you can make a video for every single feature. You don't have to pick and choose your flagship products.
Exactly. You make a video for the obscure Python library test and the major job assessment, and you can target different platforms. Think about TikTok or YouTube Shorts.
Right, because we tend to think of B2B as LinkedIn only. But junior developers, they are on TikTok. You're on Reels.
And that's the faceless channel strategy. CP.Center needs to reach the talent pipeline, the students, the junior devs. They can use the API to create vertical videos with AI avatars.
The source has mentioned different avatars, right? Like a professional woman or a casual speaker.
Right. So you can have a casual speaker avatar doing a 60-second breakdown of what is the EWPTX V2 certification or 3 tips for the CCNA security exam.
You bombard the social feeds with helpful bite-sized content.
And you're hitting the CISO with the Deep Dive podcast, the HR director with the explainer video, and the student with the TikTok.
Omnichannel ubiquity.
Exactly. And you haven't hired a single new producer. You've just hooked up the API to your existing knowledge base.
That is the dream. But let's scale this up. Segment 4, global reach. I noticed on CP.Center's site, they list the industries they serve. Finance, government, education. These are global sectors.
They are. A bank in Brazil worries about the same SQL injection attacks as a bank in Germany. Cybersecurity is a global language.
But the content usually isn't. If CP.Center writes a guide in English, that Brazilian bank might just ignore it.
Of course. And usually you'd have to translate your content manually, which is slow and expensive.
And AutoContent claims to handle over 50 languages.
This is where the leverage gets ridiculous. CP.Center publishes an assessment guide in English. The API can concurrently render that audio and video explanation into Spanish, Chinese, Hindi, and German.
So their total addressable market just exploded overnight. They are suddenly a local player in 50 markets.
Instant globalization. But I want to pivot slightly to what I think is actually the most powerful strategy mentioned in the deep dive. It's a term that usually makes people roll their eyes. Programmatic SEO.
Okay, walk me through this. Because usually when I hear programmatic SEO, I think of those spammy travel sites that have a million pages like best hotels in A, best hotels in B, and they're all junk.
That's the thin content problem. Google hates that. If you just spin up 1,000 pages that are mostly identical text, Google will bury you.
So how's this different for CP.Center?
Well, CP.Center has 114 most popular job profiles. They have landing pages for Java developer, penetration tester, DevOps engineer, Android developer.
Right. And right now, those pages probably look pretty similar.
Right.
A definition, a list of skills.
Exactly. But with the API, you can generate unique multimedia assets for each of those 114 pages. The penetration tester page gets a specific podcast episode discussing current trends in penetration testing. It gets a unique explainer video showing what that specific assessment looks like.
So the Java developer page gets a completely different video and audio track about Java skills.
Correct. So when a hiring manager searches assessment for Java developer, they land on a CP.Center page. And instead of just text, they see a video. They see an audio player.
And they stay on the page to watch and listen.
Which increases dwell time.
A huge ranking factor for Google.
Exactly. It tells the search engine, hey, this page is valuable. People are sticking around.
So they aren't just spamming keywords. They are programmatically creating high-value media pages for every single niche they cover.
And because the cost is so low pennies per asset, it's economically viable to do it for all 114 profiles, even the obscure ones that wouldn't justify a manual video shoot.
So if only 50 people a year search for COBOL developer assessment, you can still afford to have a custom video for them.
You can, and that is a massive competitive moat. You're effectively blanketing the search results with high-quality content.
Okay, last segment. We have to talk about speed.
Speed is currency in cybersecurity.
If a vulnerability drops, like a log4j situation, you can't wait a week to talk about it. If you're a week late, you're irrelevant.
This is where the newsjacking capability of AutoContent comes in. The API has features for social listening and deep research.
How does that connect to the content generation? Is it just reading headlines?
It goes deeper. Imagine this workflow. The API is monitoring the NetSec subreddit or specific security accounts on X. It detects a spike in conversation about a new ransomware variant.
And it flags it for a human to review.
It can do that, but it can also trigger a deep research agent. It uses models like Gemini or OpenAI to go out, find the technical documentation, read the white papers, verify the threat, and structure the data.
So it does the grunt work of the research.
And then it automatically generates a script and a video draft for CP.Center.
So within minutes of the threat trending, CP.Center could have a video ready to publish titled, How to Test Your Team Against the New Ransomware.
Positioned perfectly as the first responder. In the old model, by the time the editorial team noticed the trend, held a meeting, wrote the script, and filmed the video,
the news cycle would be over. Or a competitor would have beaten them to it.
Exactly. With the API, they're part of the conversation while it's happening. That builds authority. It moves them from being a static repository of tests to a dynamic intelligence source.
It really is a total shift in identity. It's not just we have a database of questions. It's we are the pulse of the industry.
And that is valuable.
So let's wrap this up. We've looked at the synergy here. CP.Center provides the truth, the verified skills, the hard questions, the certificates. AutoContent provides the velocity.
It transforms them from a platform that sells tests into a media company that monetizes through assessments. That is the key shift. They move from linear production, where every piece of content needs a human hour, to exponential production.
Where the only limit is server capacity, not creative burnout.
It's exciting. But it also leaves us with a bit of a provocative thought for everyone listening, regardless of what industry you're in.
Come on.
We are entering a world where tools like AutoContent allow companies to publish hourly across all formats for pennies.
Which means the bar has been raised. The noise floor is higher.
It means that silence is now a business risk. If your competitors are automating their knowledge sharing and flooding every channel with helpful, accurate content, and you are still waiting for your marketing team to finish that one blog post.
You're invisible.
Effectively, yes. You are ceding the ground to the people who figured out how to automate the megaphone.
Something to think about next time you're staring at a blank content calendar. Thanks for diving deep with us today.
Always a pleasure.